What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Who's Crushing It segment of the REI Marketing Weekly. Appreciate you joining in. And today I've got my good friend Melissa Johnson with me. Hey. We're in your hood right now.
We are in my hood.
Yeah, so I'm here today shooting video with Melissa. If you guys don't know Melissa, she's an awesome person out of San Antonio, San Antonio, Texas. I don't know what I was going to say there. But it's been a long day. We shot a lot of video today.
A lot of video.
So one thing that Melissa talked about, and obviously I'm going to be leaving her social profiles below in the description, so make sure you go give her a follow, show her some love. But one of the videos that she talked about today was specifically around marketing and building credibility with your company and how important that is. So I'm going to have her talk about that and kind of expound on it for you guys, because I know this is not something that's not, it's just not talked about a lot. Whether it's building rapport with your sellers, you know, and you mentioned specifically putting a testimonial on the postcards. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, that's a really good idea. I've never heard of anybody doing that. Because most of the time it's just bullet points of like everything that they would buy, like as is, and, right. You know, subject to's and like all this crazy other stuff, foreclosure, like, and they just bullet point that, but then they don't put anything that's going to build credibility for them and like build trust with the seller. So, let's talk about that. So credibility, what's up? So first of all, like, introduce yourself real quick, because I want you to expound a little bit more and then give yourself credibility. and then talk about it. Someone hand you the mic here.
So my name is Melissa Johnson, obviously. I've been doing real estate for 16 years in San Antonio. Primarily a flipper, moved into more wholesaling the last couple of years. Also have some rental properties and some owner finance notes that I carry. So a few different things going on with that.
Just a few different things.
Just a couple of things. marketing, you know, we talked about this. I love marketing. Mm-hmm. I love trying different things. I like, using what we have. And one of those things is, you know, the benefit of being in business for so long is years of testimonials. So back like 100 years ago when we started, the dinosaurs roamed the earth, feels like, we would actually have people come to closing with like a piece of paper, you know, can you write a testimonial for us, you know, making them do a lot of work.
Yeah.
which, you know, was great, but I was actually cleaning out a cabinet recently and I found this stack of folders with all these testimonials in it. It's like, man, we never really did a whole lot with this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, when we got a website, we did start incorporating those onto the website, but you know, times are a changing and people are looking at you online now. And that was a big thing that we talked about earlier was everybody, anything you do, you're going to go online and you want to research mm-hmm. them. You want to know who they are. Are they credible? How long have they been around? What are people's experiences with you? And, you know, one way to do that is by collecting these testimonials, whether it's, you know, video testimonials or written testimonials, and really using those in your marketing. So one way that we're doing that is, you know, we use them on our website, first mm-hmm. of all, because that's the obvious place to go with that. Having people post them on Google and Facebook, and we try to capture those at closing, because that's
important.
It's important.
That's when you got them in the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like you just solved this problem for them,
right.
And they're feeling high from it, and, you know, hopefully it was a good experience, and they want to share that. But another thing you mentioned that I had talked about doing is I actually started incorporating these into our mail pieces because we do direct mail. And, you know, you see, like you said, the same things over and over again. It's kind of bullet pointed things. But when you have a testimonial that speaks directly to that person, so what I ended up doing was collecting testimonials and separating them into people in different situations.
My mind was just going there. That's so awesome.
Yeah, so awesome. I kind of segmented those out. It's like, okay, and this is just by knowing, you know, when you're tracking your stuff, right? Like, yeah. You know how these people came to you.
You gotta analyze the data. You gotta analyze it.
Exactly, and so realizing, that was a probate situation. Mm-hmm. What did they have to say about that? And that has been really effective using that, awesome. You know, because the verbiage is already there. You know, they're saying, you know, we inherited my mom's house. We didn't know what to do with it. And you guys helped us or, you know, whatever that looks like. But it's the things that are going to relate to the person in that situation. And you, like, no one can say it better than someone who's actually been through it, right?
Absolutely.
And so including that in your mail piece has been...
That's huge.
It's been huge.
That is awesome. So I didn't even know... So you mentioned the mail piece, but I didn't even know... Like, I didn't think about that because I always tell people, like, hit the pain points directly. Like, mm-hmm. just go... So, like, when we're doing videos with, you know, active investors, we're doing for their marketing, I always have them do videos directed towards pain points. So, like... Do a video on like a case study that you've helped somebody out of a divorce situation that where they ended up with the property or inherited property or they're underwater in their mortgage. Like mm-hmm. you help those specific situations, create videos for those specific things. You know, obviously you're gonna create like a general, like here's, we help any situation, that kind of thing. But the more specific you get with the marketing, the more targeted you get, the better quality leads you get. And the more relevant, which is my new word, is relevant, is like, that's huge in marketing. I mean, you got guys like Gary Vee that say like attention is the thing. But for me, I say relevance, because if you're relevant with a pain point on a postcard that shows up to somebody's house that inherited a property and the testimonial is about an inherited property, like you got an automatic in because nobody else is doing that.
Right.
That's huge. So I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, thanks. You know, that's a big experiment that I've been doing this year, mm-hmm. is like breaking down that the situations with these people, like finding the testimonial that fits, that speaks to their situation, you know, somebody that was in mm-hmm. that, you know, predicament.
Right.
But then also those people have specific pain points too. So you're right, like hitting those pain points mixed with that message of, hey, you know, somebody was in the same situation as me, and it makes it really relatable for them.
Yeah.
You know,
at lunch we were just talking about the emotional strings, like,
yeah.
and when you create relevance like that, they're like, somebody else is going through that, and that hits the emotional strings with them.
Right.
So.
Well, and it causes them to act too.
Absolutely.
And I think the other thing too, like a big thing that we do is, you know, get that better Business Bureau rating. You know, if you've been in business for a while and you've got a really good track record, spend the effort, the time, money, you know, building that up, because that's been a huge thing for us, just, you know, and we slap that on everything, every piece of marketing. It's on our website, it's on our postcards. I even, so on our direct mail pieces, I actually bought this from Better Business Bureau. You can buy this roll of stickers.
Okay.
And they're colorful and they just say, you know, check us out on Better Business Bureau, and they're from Better Business Bureau. So they're branded with their logo and everything.
They're legit.
They're legit stickers. And you know, I like stickers.
Yes.
And we just stick those things actually on the letter. So it's an attention getter too, because it's something colorful that sticks out.
Yeah.
And people, we have heard time and time again from sellers that they feel comfortable buying from us because we are Better Business Bureau rated. It's like that.
So,
it's credibility.
So let me ask you that. So what is your like average range of the age of a seller? Do you know that? Is it like above 35, 40?
Typically for us, it's about, it kind of depends on the situation too, because like the probate stuff, sometimes it's like more younger.
Okay.
Like not super young. I don't think most of our buyers are in their 20s. So probably like mid 30s to like early 60s.
Okay.
Because you've got that whole range of people. You've got younger people inheriting properties from their parents, but then you've got older people who are looking to downsize, or they're ill, they need to go into assisted living or something. So you've got kind of that side of the equation too.
Yeah. So the reason why I asked is because we just talked about relevance. And when you're talking about the Better Business Bureau, somebody that's my age, I've never been on the Better Business Bureau website. Like just period. Like I just never have. It's not relevant to me.
The older people love it though.
But the older people love it. So that's why understanding your demographic is so important, because now you can be more relevant with them. So you're putting on the Better Business Bureau, you're putting that on the postcard, and then you're also putting a testimonial from that specific situation that person is going through. Like, holy crap. That's
like
huge.
Well, and if you think about it, right? Who's most likely to open a letter from you? It's going to be an older
demographic.
Person.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So when you've got that Better Business Bureau thing, you know, and it's on your letter, and they're going to open it. Now, where it works better for the younger people is on the online stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They want to read about you on Facebook. They're going to research you. They're going to find your Google reviews.
Yeah, we care more about Google reviews than we do Better Business Bureau reviews, like bottom line.
Yeah,
so.
Honestly, like that's where you're going for your information.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So it's important to be... have credibility across all those platforms, because you're not just in that older demographic, you're not just in that younger demographic, you're spreading across both of them at this point too, because you know, my generation's getting into that age where we can start, you know, being marketed to for that specific need. But being relevant on Google and Facebook, having good reviews is important because of that, because it's up and coming. So that's awesome, man. Some really good nuggets here. Thank you so much for sharing all that. And I think that's it. I think we got to wrap this up, because we spent like 15 minutes on this and normally I say 10. So, but it's great stuff. So, hopefully you guys got value out of that. That was incredible. So make sure you take that, act on it. If somebody wanted to reach out to you, Instagram, Facebook, email, is there a specific way you'd like somebody to reach out to you?
I'm pretty open to always. I do communicate a lot online.
Mm-hmm.
So probably that's the best place.
Okay.
I do like the Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'll make sure I link her profiles to Facebook, Instagram, and then LinkedIn, because we're going to start getting
with
LinkedIn.
And I just realized I'm an old person because I said the Instagram. And
the
Instagram. Not what it is. I'm on the Instagram.
I was going to mention it, but...
It's okay. I'm old. It's fine.
I can't make fun of my clients anyway.
Okay.
So I'll make sure I link all those profiles below for her so that you guys can connect with her. So make sure you do that. Thanks for checking out the REI Marketing Weekly. Make sure you check out the rest of the content going through the newsletter. And reach out to me if you have any questions, josh@colormedia.com, or just reply to this email and you'll be good. See you guys next week.